Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, in this video I'm going to comment about what's happening in North Britain. Well, Hamza Yousaf is in big trouble. He had to water down their plan to transition to green energy, had to push it back because the infrastructure was just not being put in on time. It was also economically unaffordable. Remember, the Scottish National Party's got a minority administration in the Scottish Parliament. They've got a confidence and supply agreement with the Green Party. The Green Party also wants to break up the United Kingdom. So confidence and supply means that if on the budget, the Greens will vote yes to the budget, on an issue of confidence, they would have voted yes to have confidence in His Majesty's government, it's the SNP, but the Greens would not commit to vote yes to anything else. They could vote yes, they could vote no to any proposition from the governing party. But that broke down a few days ago when Hamza Yousaf's administration said, we're going to have to push back the date when we transition to all renewable energy. So the SNP found that the Greens got the hump, said, that's it, confidence supply is over. No, we'll no longer vote for you. So there could well be a vote of confidence in the government, and it might turn out to be a vote of no confidence in the government, which is obviously not happening in Holyrood. Remember, the modern Scots Parliament was established in 1999. It was obviously re-establishing one that sat just up Royal Mile, Parliament Square in Edinburgh until 1707, when the Act of Union was passed. So Hamza Yousaf became leader, is it almost 2 years ago, and therefore first Minister of Scotland. He's from an unusual background. He's the first person of Pakistani extraction to become a political leader of anywhere in Europe. So he's British Pakistani, born in Glasgow, but of course he wants to split the UK. Anyway, so he came in with a negative approval rating. He won that leadership election handily against two women who are ethnically British, against Kate Forbes and Ash Regan. Ash Regan has gone off in a huff and joined ALBA. ALBA being the Scots Gaelic word for Scotland. That was founded by defection by the former First Minister of Scotland, Alex Salmond, who was for 20 years was leader of the party. When he was falsely accused of rape by several women, found not guilty on all charges, said of his own party, and a few Adullamites from the SNP decamped to ALBA, but it's got a minimal presence. It's actually got two people at Westminster who turned their coats to join this new party. You thought it might have done quite well because of the kudos that accrues to Alex Salmond. So when Nicola Sturgeon stood down, having won 8 elections in 8 years, a very hard act to follow. If you look at Holyrood elections, Westminster elections, local elections, indeed European elections, because back then the United Kingdom was within the European Union. But all sorts of things have gone wrong. The SNP has been in office at Holyrood for, is it 17 years now? So even longer than the Conservatives at Westminster. And Laura Koonsberg put this to First Minister Yousaf in an interview. Laura Koonsberg, who's the BBC's chief political correspondent, and indeed from Edinburgh herself, of distant German extraction. But anyway, pointing out that the PISA world rankings have got education in Scotland going down, the NHS is overwhelmed, there's a huge backlog of cases, things are underfunded, the economy's not doing that well, blah, 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 how are we going to afford social care, and universities and taxes are rising. They've raised taxes so much that all the top earners have left Caledonia, have shifted to South Britain, and that's obviously going to be less money for the kitty. These people obviously can go over the border and work in Scotland, or indeed just work online, as white-collar people usually can. So it's hard to see anything going right for him. And this idea of breaking up the United Kingdom, that's obviously run out of steam a bit. And there'll be a significant minority who'll never give up that idea, maybe at least 35%. Remember that 2014 referendum, they got 45% of the vote. Now, not all those 45 vote SNP, some vote Green, for example, or even Labour. But you might vote for SNP even if you don't agree with that one. I've known people who've done that, who are unionists, but said just like the candidate or think they're administering Scotland quite well. So they tried to change the subject to that because they're failing on all the more mundane issues. And even Hamza Yousaf was stumped. He had nothing to say. It's failed, failed, failed. And he was health minister when the waiting list got longer and longer and longer. I do sometimes think politicians carry the can for this too much. Who's actually supposed to treat the patients? It's the doctors and nurses. It's not the politicians. And all right, politicians have to provide the money and whatever the regulatory framework, but the politicians, they're not totally responsible for when things go wrong in the public sector. So he's quite a young person, elected to Parliament in his 20s, done almost nothing outside politics. So in some ways, a deeply unimpressive character has been able to fail upwards. People hail it as a wonderful breakthrough because of his race, because of his religion. He's a practicing Muslim. What a wonderful thing it is for egalitarianism. And that's why somehow this has given him a pass on really screwing up as a government minister. So there may be a vote of no confidence in the Greens. Well, why would he keep him there? And if a new first minister isn't chosen with a fortnight, they have to have an early Holyrood election, which they've never done before. Indeed, they delayed an election once because of coronavirus. So the obvious candidate is Kate Forbes, who lost him last time. Ash Regan's off in Alaba. Will she try and come back? And when she left, Hamza Yousaf said, good riddance. Now, Kate Forbes is a fervent Christian. She's a Cambridge graduate. She's a very impressive young lady. Unfortunately, she recognized a child's right to life and so forth. However, she hasn't had the courage of her convictions to actually vote to try and save children, which is shameful that she's conscienceless when she knows what's going on is extremely evil. So Hamza Yousaf will probably be out. Kate Forbes could come in, but who else could there be? I'm not sure. And then there are obviously more travails for the SNP. Peter Morell arrested, charged with fraud, former treasurer of the party and husband of Nicola Sturgeon, who was First Minister of Scotland from 2014 to 2022 when she stepped down. We admired all these financial scandals, but I think so. No one's been convicted of anything so far, but they need news like that. They need a hole in the head. It's sort of all gone wrong. And Hamza Yousaf has been very aggressive on the trans issue, saying, well, girls can be boys and whatever if they want to, and we can give these very dangerous life-altering drugs to minors without parental consent. It's really shocking. So what else would happen? An early election. But the SNP is not doing as badly as you might think. You see the opinion polls, they're neck and neck with Labour. So the SNP could well pull ahead. You'd expect a governing party after 17 years in office and midterm to be doing badly. The next Holyrood elections are scheduled for May 2026, but they could be much earlier. They could be a month or so from now. So they have a new leader, there'd be a honeymoon for her, very likely a her, and they could go up in the polls and they could still win. So it's definitely not in the bag for Labour. So Labour shouldn't be gloating. There's no room for complacency. And even if Labour does win, it almost certainly wouldn't be enough for a majority of the seats in Holyrood. Remember, they've got a mixture of first past the post and a proportional system. You know, they've got your local constituency, you've got your regional, your region as well, putting several constituencies together. And there's a formula which balances the inequity of the first past the post system to boost the parties didn't do so well that way in the region. So you're represented by several SNPs, one member of the Scottish Parliament, one for your local constituency, and about eight for the region when they put several constituencies together. If you've got a problem, you can go to any one of those two. They give you two ballot papers when you're voting on Holyrood, one for your local constituency and one for the region. And for the local constituency, you vote for the individuals as well as the party. For the region, you only vote for the party. You can't choose the actual names. How fascinating. But the SNP, if they stick with Hamza Yousaf, they're in trouble. He came in with a negative rating. It's very, very low now. He's looking exhausted, rather run out of ideas. How they're going to improve things, more money, but then they're killing the goose that laid the golden egg. So thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe and make sure you donate on PayPal. Toodaloo, everyone.